As the story went, reported by Mark Twain,
in the name of the people of the United States, to whom you bold at arms.
The stage is set in Nevada for the 35th nuclear explosion.
Donald Campbell, the fastest man on water on Lake Mead, Nevada.
Be lady tonight.
Phyllis McGuire died at the end of 2020, and with her died a lot of the history of show business, the movers and shakers in Las Vegas, and yes, organized crime. She and her sisters Christine and Dottie started singing as kids in the 1930s in Ohio at a church where their mother was an associate pastor. They made it big in the 1950s, selling more than a million records with such hits as Sincerely and Sugar Time. They stopped performing publicly in 1968 with their last appearance here at Caesar's Palace, which was televised by the Ed Sullivan Variety Show. By then, Phyllis McGuire had bought a home in Rancho Circle, then and now an elite neighborhood in Las Vegas. Phyllis pursued a solo career and became involved in investments in oil and real estate. The McGuire sisters reunited in the mid-1980s and occasionally performed for another two decades, with Phyllis standing in the middle, as always. Their renditions included imitations of other legendary entertainers who were around Las Vegas as well, Judy Garland and Louis Armstrong, to name two. The McGuire sisters performed at several Las Vegas hotel locations, including the Riviera, the Desert Inn, and the Hilton. Dottie died in 2012 and Christine in 2018. But after moving to Las Vegas, Phyllis McGuire became a part of the community. She was active in philanthropy, often anonymously. One obituary described her as a constant, unidentified donor to many charitable organizations. And that included opening her home for fundraising events, and she had much to open. According to a famous profile of her, her home featured 26,000 square feet, replicas of the Arc de Triomphe, and the Eiffel Tower, waterfalls, a room that functioned like a nightclub, and a tennis court where she claimed that Johnny Carson learned to play the sport. For many of her later years, her significant other was Mike Davis, the owner of Tiger Oil. For several years, she also dated the legendary Las Vegas casino owner Bob Stupak, who built Vegas World and the Stratosphere. She also dated Dan Rowan, as in Rowan and Martin, the stars of Laugh-In, who also played in Las Vegas. But her most famous relationship also had a Las Vegas connection. When the McGuire sisters were at the height of their career, she began dating Sam Giancana, who was the boss of the Chicago mob. At first, she knew him by his alias, Sam Flood. As she said, she knew nothing about what he did in connection with his work. Well, his work could be bloody and illegal. He allegedly owned parts of several Nevada casino properties. He was rumored to have been involved in everything from a plan to assassinate Fidel Castro to helping to elect John Kennedy. Another girlfriend of Giancana's was Judith Campbell, who also had an affair with Kennedy. Her involvement with Giancana hurt Phyllis McGuire's career and reputation at the time. She made it clear they were both single and they loved each other, and she loved Las Vegas, lived here for more than a half a century, and she did a lot for the community. A lot of people sang her praises, and as for her, she sure could sing. This is Senator Richard Bryan urging you to join me next time for more Nevada Yesterdays.